And the reason they're not going to make it is not because they can't make it, but it's because they have never looked down deep inside and said, will I do what needs to be done? They've never faced it.
Find something that you are willing or even happy to suffer for. I think most people, when they set goals or aims or have dreams, they orient it purely around the upside, the positive benefits. They don't think about the costs or the challenges or the struggles that are going to come along with it. And really, I think probably the most powerful reorientation for me in my life has been simply looking at the struggles that I actually enjoy having and the pain that I kind of quietly, at the end of the day, secretly enjoy.
You are 6 months away from an entirely different life if you choose to be. Hell, it could be 2 months if you really double down and go for it. Some of you hear that and are already rolling your eyes. Your brain's probably racking up every reason that you can't do that. Your job, your schedule, your bank account, the people you'd disappoint, the fears you'd have to face, all the things you'd have to give up. And honestly, you're probably right about most of it. The obstacles are real and the discomfort is inevitable. But the life you want, the version of you you keep imagining, keep longing for, that life exists on the other side of each and every one of those excuses.
See, most people think discomfort is a punishment, when in reality it's the price of becoming capable. Capable of achieving the things you want in life. The goal was never to make it easy. The goal was to make you ready. Most people wait for the weight to get lighter, the reps to feel easier, the timing to be better. But very few stay long enough to realize none of these things really happen. You just get stronger, faster, and capable of handling what once felt impossible. Eventually you realize nothing you want gets easier. Yesterday's limit becomes today's baseline. Growth doesn't reward you with ease. It hands you heavier weight. The difference is, now you can handle it.
Fight every battle, everywhere, always, in your mind. Everyone is your enemy. Everyone is your friend. Every possible series of events is happening all at once. Live that way, and nothing will surprise you. Everything that happens will be something that you've seen before.
Remember this. All your victories are defined by your struggles. Temporary greatness is earned every time you don't quit.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Now, do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice.
When you make it, you'll realize that you always had it in you. When you accomplish everything that you set out to accomplish, the financial freedom, the lifestyle, the strong network, you'll look back on these days and smile. Because if only you knew where you'd end up, the sleepless nights wondering if you'll make it, you would have been laughing too.
Muhammad Ali said I hated every one of those training sessions, but I said to myself, don't give up. He said I didn't want to do those, but I wanted to be heavyweight champion of the world. The most successful entrepreneurs, creatives, are people who capitalized on the potential they had.
Everything that hurts you, find a way to overcome it. Everything that you feel is difficult for you, find a way to still do it. as long as you can do the things. Stop listening to the mind.
But if you want to see if you're a brave person, what they call the 4 o'clock in the morning courage, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me. You know, the best quality in the world that you can develop, and I give it to you because I have made it my life's habit to develop this quality. I hope I've got it, but I don't know for sure. But the quality is to develop the quality of being unstoppable. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit. And nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop. That's a wonderful decision. Because then no matter what life throws at you, you pick yourself up. And you say, okay, give it your best shot, as Fonzie says. Nothing is going to stop you. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. And it's the basis of self-esteem.
Look out there. Out there is the perfect lap. No mistakes. Every gear change, every corner. Perfect. You see it?
I think so.
Most people can't. Most people don't even know it's out there, but it is. It's there.
Betray your destiny and see how long it takes you to be drowning in a storm. It'll happen immediately, and of course it will, because what's calling you to be your best is exactly the thing that's pushing you forward to manifest yourself most fully in the world. It's what you need. You run away from that, the boat's going to start to rock very, very quickly.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. Yeah, I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say this. Let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big and long line of people. And I made it to heaven, 75 years old, I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. And you rip it down. And I'm next in line. David Goggins. I see my name. I see all this shit. And God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list. And I'm seeing 182 pounds. Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull-up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
One word. Persistence. Nothing in this world can take the place of good old persistence. Talent won't. Nothing's more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius won't.
Unrecognized genius is practically a cliche education route. Why, the world is full of educated fools.
Persistence and determination alone are all powerful.
Do you have the kind of patience required to get what you're looking for? Because your mind might be running a million miles an hour, but the world will not always operate on your level. See, there's a skill in communicating who you are to other people, and it's a freaking hard thing to do. Most people define themselves by very simple things because they don't want to go down the rabbit hole of their own mind. But you have a much greater responsibility to never let go of who you are, but communicate that to all different kinds of people.
You only get confidence by doing certain things over and over again that build a solid foundation within your own mind that you can do whatever you need to do, that you have what it takes to be successful. Self-doubt is the great paralyzer of all activity. We all have self-doubt. And the way we overcome that self-doubt is by doing the things that we would normally back away from. As I say, continue to move forward. Self-confidence begets great achievement. You cannot imagine a successful person with lacking self-confidence. If you persist until you succeed at achieving a goal that is important to you, and you complete it like a degree in school, or you wrap up a sale, or you make a career successful, you plug into your subconscious mind a success pattern. And then the subconscious mind, running on the basis of inertia, attempts to adjust your words, actions, and feelings to duplicate that success pattern. And that's why they say nothing succeeds like success.
Are my actions today undeniable proof that I deserve the life I dream about, or just empty promises?
When you think about becoming stronger, becoming better, becoming whole, it's tempting to imagine a grand transformation, a single moment where everything changes, where the weight is lifted, the struggle ends, and you finally arrive at the version of yourself you've always dreamed of. But life doesn't work like that. Change doesn't work like that. The truth is, the person you're meant to be is built in the quiet, not in the sweeping gestures or the dramatic breakthroughs, but in the small, unremarkable steps you take every day. That's how strength is built. Not all at once, but gradually, piece by piece, moment by moment. Every small decision you make, every time you choose discipline over comfort, effort over ease, courage over fear, you're shaping yourself. You're adding to the foundation of who you are, brick by brick. And at first, it might not look like much. It might not feel like you're getting anywhere. But one day, you'll look back, and you'll realize that every small step was part of something bigger. You don't become strong by lifting the heaviest weight all at once. You become strong by showing up day after day, lifting what you can, and gradually growing into the person who can lift more. You don't become wise by reading 1,000 books in a single sitting. You become wise by seeking knowledge, one page at a time, reflecting on it, letting it shape the way you see the world. Life is a collection of moments, and the moments that matter most often don't feel monumental when they're happening. They're the mornings you choose to get out of bed, even when you don't feel like it. The times you choose to say no to the things that don't serve you and yes to the things that do. The times you forgive yourself for falling short and try again anyway. There's a quiet poetry to that, isn't there? To the idea that the biggest changes in your life will come from the smallest moments. But here's where it gets philosophical. Why do the small things matter so much? Why does the slow, incremental path lead to transformation? It's because those small actions are where your character is formed. They're where you prove to yourself over and over again who you are and what you stand for. You see, every decision you make, no matter how small, is a vote for the person you want to become. Every time you choose to act in alignment with your values, you're casting a vote for your future self. And every time you stray from that path, you're casting a vote for someone else. There's a Japanese concept called Kaizen. It's the philosophy of continuous improvement, small incremental changes that lead to significant results over time. It's the idea that you don't need to be perfect. You don't need to fix everything at once. You just need to be 1% better today than you were yesterday. Because 1% better every day doesn't just add up. It compounds. It creates momentum. It turns into something far greater than the sum of its parts. But here's the catch. The process is slow. So slow that it's easy to doubt it. Easy to get frustrated. Easy to think, this isn't working. I'm not changing. I'm not getting anywhere.
And that's when most people give up. Not because they can't do it, but because they've convinced themselves that it's not worth it. So how do you keep going? How do you stay committed to the small, quiet work of becoming who you're meant to be? You remind yourself that it's not about perfection. It's not about the result. It's about the process. It's about the kind of person you're becoming. Day by day, decision by decision. There's a beauty in that, isn't there?
You need to work on yourself. If you just try to be pampered, and if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim and all that stuff, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering. Don't shy away from any of that because it just makes you stronger.
There's been a constant war, a war with fear. Those who have the courage to conquer it are made free. And those who are conquered by it are made to suffer until they have the courage to defeat it. This is where we make a choice. Either I fight now or I fight later. When you put off this fight, you allow your fear to grow stronger. You allow it to morph into something that will drag on for years and haunt you down until you have the courage or are forced to fight it. Why not face it now?
Our minds are morphing from minute to minute if we let them. If you are not paying attention, if you are on cruise control, then your mind is not under your own control. We can't be in cruise control. You can't let your mind be in cruise control. You have to be cognizant of what you're thinking. You have to be cognizant. You have to be aware of how you are being influenced. Don't never let anybody take your belief in yourself away from you because they hurt in your side. Don't you never let nobody do that. Always believe in who you are in the darkest moments, man. In the darkest moments, when you at that pain, when you at the bottom, know that you're gonna get back up. But you gotta believe that you're gonna get back up.
Make it a resolution of discipline to get better, smarter, healthier, more productive, to eat cleaner, live more, to go and do. Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing.
You have nothing in this world to conquer, to challenge, or to transcend apart from your mind. All your neighbors live here. Your enemies and friends live here. Your gods and demons live here. And yourself, imagined, lives here.
100% means that you are 100% accountable for your life. Take 100% responsibility for your choices. Your life will be determined far more by the choices you make than it will by your circumstances. Intellect and talent carry no weight unless you're willing to make the correct choices.
Sacrifice is a contract with the future, but it's not a contract with any particular person. It's a contract with the spirit of humanity as such. It's something like that. And so when you think about it that way, that should make you faint with amazement, because that is such a bloody amazing idea to come up with, that idea that you can bargain with the future. We suffer. What do we do about it? We figure out how to bargain with the future.
The work comes before the belief. And what that actually means is that you're going to have to do some work, and you're going to have to keep doing it And you're going to have to do it when you're not seeing a result, and then a result will begin to sprout as you do this. You're going to have faith, all right? And when that result starts to sprout, start to have some belief. You say, hey, shit, I can do this. This is actually working. And then you work a little bit more, and a little bit more success sprouts. And that's how this goes, and that's what that saying means. Control the things you think about. You can actually control how you feel. You can control what you think, and you can definitely control what you do.
Do not be a slave to influence. You gotta be the master of your mind. You gotta control your mind. You gotta exercise mind control. That means you gotta pay attention and be aware all day. That's what you gotta do.
Stop trying to be a traffic policeman in your own head. Let it run. Just remain detached like you're witnessing. The witness is never involved in the scene that it's witnessing, because the moment you become involved in the scene, you become part of the scene. So the witness has to stand apart. Just keep witnessing first your traffic, the mind stuff, and it's daily. Your family, friends, a job, money, things, weather, everything that's coming up.
So we come from a generation when something is broken, we don't throw it away, we fix it. When you can be happy in the midst of hardship, then you see the true potential of the mind. When you can't control what's happening, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is. Control what you can control. I can control my attitude. I can control my words. I can control my perspective. I can control the lens of which I see it. Because if I can control what I can control in the moment, what's happening externally is not going to affect and impact my true potential and my true advancement as a person.
We're built to walk uphill. And when you reach the pinnacle of the hill, you want to stop and appreciate the vision, but the next thing you want is a higher hill in the distance, because it's from the uphill climb that we derive our value. And I mean this technically. So almost all the positive emotion we feel, especially the emotion that fills us with enthusiasm, that's experienced in relationship to a goal. You want a goal that you can never attain. Right? So you can always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. Because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant.
Your life and you are entirely up to you. You will eventually live the life that you design. So give 100%. It will bring fulfillment and hope and light and joy into your life, regardless of where you come from, regardless of those traumatic or difficult circumstances that want to weigh you down and pull you away from your purpose here in life. When you give 100%, you will change your story.
But I ask you this question, do you really love yourself? And the reason I'm asking you this is, if you really loved yourself, would you still be accepting less? If you really loved yourself, would you still be settling for less? Would you still be doing less? Would you still be around less? Would you still be that environment? Would you still be just accepting what the world gives you? Would you still just believe in opinions put on your life that have no idea the plan that God has for your life? Would you give a half-assed effort with your kids and parenting? Would you give a half-assed effort in your relationships, your friendships, your business? But the truth is, the matter is, we don't really love ourselves if we're not giving our best effort to ourselves.
So if you're in this phase where it doesn't feel like it's worth it, where it doesn't feel like it's very fun, just remember, if you keep going and you do not let your feelings dictate what your actions will be, the results will always be there.
I think about controlling my own mind. Sure, we are physical beings, but we are our minds. What I do know is this: you, your mind, the thing that is listening and comprehending these words right now, that is you. And you can control it. You are the machine, and you can control it.
People ask me, how do I get tougher?
Be tougher.
How can I wake up early in the morning?
Wake up early.
How can I work out consistently every day?
Work out consistently every day.
See, wherever we have stopped in our dream, we stopped at a place called willingness. Anybody that has fallen short of their goals, they ran into something that they were not willing to handle. Because in order to reach your dream, in order to make things happen, there must be a willingness to do what is required.
Life is not about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to what happens to you. When life hits you, blow after blow, blow after blow, when you leave here, it's like, man, this is the greatest time of my life. And then you go through a season of hurt, you go through a season of pain. How are you going to respond? The people that I know that live a legendary life, create legendary things, and actually live in greatness, they already know how they're going to respond with whatever shows up.
I think we live in a world where there's a lot of injustice, where we don't all start from the same place. I think what you should be focused on is what you can do for your life. Your circumstance is your circumstance. I've always believed that my disadvantages are my superpowers.
People have talent. People have a lot of talent. And this is going beyond your talent. So when there's no more talent, what happens to you? Most people quit. People only go to their talent level. And once your talent level is gone, it becomes a mental game. The whole mental game sets in them. And most people can only perform to their talent. Why is this my big hurdle? It's because you're performing to your talent.
The journey to success, or in really any endeavor, can be a very painful journey. And you can feel very alone. And it's designed that way. I'm getting all this rejection and negative feedback from people. I've got haters. That's the road you're on. Those are the signs you're on the road less traveled. Those are the signs you're on the path that most people aren't going to be on. That you're going to a place most people aren't going to go in their lives. And so what comes with deciding to be great, deciding to do something awesome with your life, is all of those things.
What am I willing to do with my energy, my time, and my knowledge to produce the results? That's the bottom line. What are you willing to do? And what most people don't realize is they don't give up on their goals because it becomes insurmountable or it's impossible. Is that they just looked at what they wanted and they just decided within themselves, consciously or unconsciously, I'm not willing to produce this result. It's the bottom line. Because the only thing that counts in life are results, not reasons, or why you didn't do it, but results. That's the only thing that counts.
You have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. You have to decide that you are going to be in control, that you are going to do what you want to do. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Sadness doesn't get a vote. Frustration doesn't get a vote. Negativity doesn't get a vote. Your temper doesn't get a vote. So next time you are feeling weak or lazy or soft or emotional, tell those feelings they don't get a vote.
If you're struggling in life, whether it's emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, whatever it may be, it's very easy to look at your life and just see chaos. It's very easy to look at your life and just feel the weight holding you down. So wherever you're at, no matter what your situation is, I want you to stop for a minute and understand this. You don't have control over what happens. You don't get to decide the outcome. But what you do have control over is what you do. And what you do influences the outcome. So what you need to do is sit down and decide, okay, what do I have control over? My effort, my attitude, my actions, who I spend my time with, who I don't spend my time with. time with, the food I put in my body, the information I put in my brain. If all you do for the next 3 months is hammer down and focus on those things that you have control over and forget about the rest is going to take care of itself.
What if it turns out better than you expected? What if you can trust yourself to be able to handle it? And what if all those things you've been dreaming of are actually closer than you might realize?
I sacrifice everything what I have. I will sleep, train, eat, repeat, and that's it.
Obsession?
Yeah. I think it's not about DNA. I think more than blood, I think it's about mental, your brain, how you think about this. How there is like, you want this or no? There is not like 50-50. It's like, okay, I want this and I want other. There is like not between. You have to be in somewhere.
It's black and white.
Yeah.
I think one of the hardest things to hear after you don't get your way is keep working. But it's also one of the only solutions to be successful. You're not going to get your way most of the time in your life. Just keep working. Hard work pays off, no one tells you when. You'll never know the true feeling of accomplishment if you've never faced a setback. You'll never know the true meaning of confidence if you've never had to bounce back from anything. Just keep working. You're not getting what you want, keep working. You are getting what you want, keep working. One thing's for sure, overthinking's overrated.
For every time you set your alarm and then sleep in, someone else is obeying it. For every time you say you should go to the gym but then don't, someone else is breathing heavy. For every dish that you should wash but instead let pile up in the sink and become a headache for later, someone else isn't compelled by the same laziness. I know this because that someone else is me. Every decision you make is an opportunity to build respect for yourself. And every opportunity that you pass up on is just another piece of evidence that you are not the person you say you want to be.
We let our feelings dictate what we do. And we have to do the opposite if you want to change. You have to lead with the actions that align with the way you want to feel after you've done the actions. You have to take action first, because if you allow your feelings of, I'm tired, I don't feel like it, it's hopeless, why bother? That feeling will dictate you doing nothing. And that's going to keep you on the right side of that page. If you just look at that list that you created of all the things that you know you should be doing that would just uptick your happiness slightly or make you slightly healthier, slightly this or slightly that, then act like the person on the left-hand side of the page. And then every time you take that action, your feelings will fall in line and you'll start to feel more like that person.
For you to constantly win, 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 when this voice over here, the real you, is saying, get the out of here. Though, you're nobody. You've always been nobody. And it's true. You don't hear that. That's the true voice. That's the real reality of David Goggins at 24 years old. It's not a false reality. And then you had to create another voice over here that is saying you're better than that other voice. And you're in the freezing cold water that both voices don't want to be in. But you win. And goes from the water to the studying, to the running, to losing weight, to how you eat, to how you function as a man. Every day of your life, you're winning these battles.
I have a choice. You can go for it. Or you can just watch it go by. But I'll tell you this. Failure only exists in a heart that doesn't try. Don't be the person that lives but never feels alive. Be the person that knows the sky isn't the limit because they wasn't afraid to fly. You might not be in control of how you die, but I promise you, you're in control of how you live.
There's three decisions you're making every moment of your life. You're making it right now. Everyone's listening is making these three decisions. You might be making them unconsciously, so then your life is driven by the environment. First decision is, what are you going to focus on? Are you going to focus on what you have or what's missing? And if you're focused on what's missing, that can make you grow. But if that's what you focus on continuously and you add one more pattern, it'll create frustration, anger, sadness, or even depression. And the second pattern is, which one of these do you more? Do you focus more on what you can control or can't control? If you go in a pattern of focusing on what you can't control and what's missing, distress inside of you is always going to be there. Because think about it. There's plenty of things that aren't missing, and there's plenty of things you can control. But when you're focused on what I can't do and what's missing from my life, there's an emptiness. Now, here's the third one. Do you tend to focus more, and we do all three, but more on the past, the present, or the future? If you're focused on what I can control, what I already have that's beautiful in my life, and what's happening right now that's beautiful, or what I'm going to create, you're not going to have that level of stress. You'll still have problems, but you're not going to have the anger or the sadness or the overwhelm.
It's never too late. If you're alive, you can get better. If you're alive right now, you can improve your condition. You can improve your situation. And it starts with improving the way you think. That's the most important thing. The way you think of things, way you think of things, the way you address things, you've got to change that.
There's a place in your heart where your dreams live and your intuition thrives. So hold on to your dreams tight and realize, I know it sucks, but realize that you might have to move in some silence for a while. And that's the most courageous thing that you can do, because you're choosing to listen to that deepest part of you rather than the noise and the doubt, the people that you thought that you trusted.
Most people don't change. They live the same 6 months of their lives 100 times in a row, and then they die. They go to the same places, they make the same jokes, they tell the same stories, they work the same job, and then they die. And it's all because they were never willing to be uncomfortable, because they were never willing to change. And a lot of people get really uncomfortable when I talk about this, but most people are average. The average person stays stuck in the same patterns. And so if you want to have a different outcome, you have to walk a different path.
So you have a goal, a vision, and for whatever reason, you can't bring yourself to do the things that you need to do in order to get there. And it's not like this, the things that you need to be doing are difficult in any way or are a mystery, you know? Like, everyone knows what to do. So it's not a matter of how, it's a matter of will. Where do you find the will? Evidently, it's not going to be motivation, because motivation doesn't trump laziness. So what needs to change? How do we find the will? Many of us are too focused on everything that's going on out here, external factors, right? And when the physical world doesn't reflect what we want in our minds, it leaves us frustrated and confused and exhausted and discouraged and a whole bunch of other things that no one wants to feel. Whereas what needs to happen is we need to embody the person that we want to become on the inside. We need to adopt their mindset. We need to adopt their mental framework. We need to replicate their behaviors. And naturally, the physical realm will kind of just reflect that.
Your family and friends may not get it right now, and that's all right. They're gonna ask questions, they're gonna make fun of you, and that is okay, because you're gonna make them understand. You're gonna make them understand by going out and getting the result you want. They're gonna understand real quick when you have the body they want, the bank account they want, the car they want, the house they want, the family they want, the life they want. It's gonna go from, why are you doing that, to how did you do that? You can try to convince them all you want, you can talk to them until you're blue in the face, but the fact is, the only thing that's really gonna convince them that what you're doing is right is when you get the result. Nothing you can say to these people, no amount of convincing is going to speak louder than you having an undeniable stack of evidence that shows exactly why you're doing what you're doing.
You forgot who the fuck you are, bro. You got so caught up in other people's opinions and the way the world looks at you that you forgot what got you here in the first place. Forget everybody else, bro. Forget the crowd. Forget the clubs. Forget whatever it is. You have nobody to prove anything to except yourself. You don't have as much time as you think, bro. Before you go, let me show you something. You see this guy? Remember what he said. Nobody is going to hit as hard as life. It's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. Keep moving forward, bro. Keep moving forward.
Never complain, never explain. And what it means is, don't complain about life. Don't explain what you're doing or why you're doing it. Just do it. By whining and complaining, all you're doing is making people think bad things about you, looking weak. And when you complain a lot, you have a mindset where everything is kind of a potential complaint. Stop whining and stop explaining yourself and just do things in the world and let your actions speak for themselves.
I think whenever we're going through a hard time, we just want it to end. But it's those moments that allow us to appreciate the good ones.
Do it sad, do it angry, do it heartbroken, do it miserable, do it excited, do it energized, do it happy, do it tired, do it confident, do it discouraged. Do it anyway. However you got to get it done, make sure it gets done. That's what separates the winners from the losers. That's what separates those that get what they want from those that only talk about what they want. So whatever you got to do, get it done.
The only thing standing between you and the life you want is committing to the process longer than anyone else is willing to. You don't need every answer. You just need the discipline to face what's in front of you. Day after day, hour after hour. Will it feel impossible at times? Absolutely. But it's in those moments where you rise above your doubts that you begin to create something special. This isn't about being ready. It's about being relentless. You got this.
The universe only gives us what we think we're worthy of receiving. So then people who show up for themselves every day, they start feeling pretty damn worthy. Like, hey, they're like, I'm worthy for this. Not like an entitlement way, like something, but they just like, I feel like it's gonna happen. I'm worthy for it.
You're not ready for what you want until you believe you can get it. All things are possible if you believe.
And you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the clue. It's like people still, they sit around going, when's it gonna come? When's it gonna come? When's it gonna come? When's it gonna come? And that's the wrong way. You have to go, it's here, it's here, it's here.
When you really get this, your future, for the most part, is not consciously created, it's unconsciously remembered. Because you're actually being informed by something that you're still hurt by. And as a result of not accepting where you've been, you're going to have a concern for where you're going.
And I will show you how I win. And so for me, that for me, it burns. And I will not stop until I win. So I do these things. I always had this saying, why be normal when you can be the best? So when I do my things, I don't want to be normal. For me, normal, it doesn't exist. I want to make the difference. And when you make the difference, you are being the best. So for me, it's a challenge. So in reality, I'm fighting against myself, not against the other ones, because I want to be the best version of myself and take me myself to limits and try myself. That's the purpose, and not be compared with other ones, because I don't compare myself with nobody.